commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Bigots have rights too. The rules and the law suddenly don't change just because someone's mind is filled with socially unacceptable thoughts. So, although I don't like him as a person, I'm on Donald Sterling's side in his dispute with the NBA. And while I strongly dislike his words, I also dislike the hypocrisy of the other actors in this drama. It seems once someone is labeled a racist, their hatred trumps everything else. So ask yourself two questions. In your life, have you ever said something that, if secretly recorded and shared publicly, would damage your reputation? If the answer is yes, do you have an appreciation for what's happened to Donald Sterling? So what price should you pay for your impure thought? Should you lose your job? Should you have your bank accounts or your financial portfolio stripped away? Should you lose some of your possessions? Next, should you be responsible for the bigoted, closed-minded, racially charged comments made by other members of your family? If your answer is no, of course not, then you understand the surreal situation that Sterling's estranged wife finds herself in. She's at risk of being stripped of 50% ownership of the team because of what he said. Sterling's lawyer has announced that the $2.5 million fine to the NBA will not be paid because there was no due process. His lawyer says the team will not be sold without a fight. So here are a few more questions. How about one for Magic Johnson, LeBron James, and the other NBA players who are considering a boycott? Have you ever said something in private that, if secretly recorded, would put you in Donald Sterling's situation? If so, why shouldn't you be fined and banned from the league, too? Yes, Donald Sterling is completely unlikable, but his critics are a bunch of stone throwers who live in glass houses.